Our next story is about a special part of our morning audience. There are listeners riding in cars, the back seats of cars, to be specific. We're talking about the kindergarten crowd. Not only are they probably paying more attention to this program than you might expect, they're also paying more attention to the cars they're riding in than you might expect. And what very, very young people think about cars is very, very important to car makers, as NPR's Sonori Clinton reports.
People often say, kids are smart. Boy, are they.
I'm going to be on the radio. Come on.
I
want
to be on the radio, too.
They're observant and perceptive, especially about cars. Natalie Fall White is 6. She really likes the Chevy brand with OnStar technology.
I like it because you could call people on it, like, when you get lost. Like you have GPS to the place you want to go.
Not to be outdone, her friend, Alana Hampton, who's 5, has a very definite answer when you ask her what kind of car she wants to buy.
A Cadillac.
Really? Not a lot of young people like Cadillacs.
Well, I'm the only one that like Cadillacs anyways.
Why do you like them?
Because it's just that they have a good speed to me, and they have a good ride.
Both these young women show that children pay close attention to very specific features they want in cars, and to car brands. According to TrueCar.com, the brands with the highest concentration of Generation Y buyers, that's 18 to 27-year-olds, are Scion, Mitsubishi, Mazda, Nissan, and Volkswagen. But in order to know what an 18-year-old 5 or 10 years from now might want, these companies need to know what school children want right now.
It's about design. It's about branding. It's about looking good on the street.
Eric Carlson is head of group marketing for Volkswagen.
You know, a bright red GTI is going to have impact on even a kid in kindergarten, such that it plants the seed. When I grow up, I want one of those.
Carlson says it's important not just to serve your current customer. He says car companies have to think about future buyers.
So you're not necessarily embracing one demographic and following it all the way to the, you know, the cemetery.
Car makers don't just worry about the impression they're making on young people. Jessica Caldwell is an analyst with Edmunds.com. She says car companies actively seek the input of young people, very young people.
I mean, it takes generally about 5 years for a life of a vehicle to go from design to production. And so you're looking way out. So you're looking at, you know, what kids in junior high school and elementary school are thinking.
Caldwell says kids as young as kindergarten are already having an impact on the kind of cars they'll end up driving. She says in recent years, car makers have realized the importance of knowing what the buyers of the future want. All they have to do is ask them.
So you go to different schools, different demographics, and just talk to the kids, see what they're interested in. You know, you bring a few prototypes by, see what they like, what they don't like.
Caldwell says car makers need to be careful with their brands. If they damage them today, it's not just this generation of buyers that could turn away from them, but the next one and the one after that. Plus, they do grow up so fast. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.